2237.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr.
Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Our number is 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. And I'm still confused.
Well, hold on. Because it's the start of a new hour. A whole bunch of new people have joined us.
You have to make sure that we do this right.
They don't know why you're confused.
I just have to just be me.
But we were talking previously.
Yeah.
And if we just came on your radio station and you didn't get the first hour.
Right.
Stephen found this story about the AP style book.
So Associated Press.
And if you don't know what that is, it's basically like the journalism handbook to how to write news copy. Okay. It's used in broadcast, radio broadcast newsrooms, television newsrooms. People all across the country use it for newspapers and online news outlets. This is really kind of like the guiding influence of how to write copy for news consumption for the public. And what did they do?
And the Associated Press let it be known to all of the folks that will be writing for them that going forward, if you write about two men, who are bound together in marriage, however they do that legally in whatever state, that it's okay to now refer to them in your writings as husband and wife.
I'm still not convinced that's what that is saying, but you told me your story, and I'm like, well, maybe it is.
Well, that's what I read. And apparently, there's like a history of AP catching a little flack about having not done this in the past or trying to, you know, categorize these types of things and not give them equal rights.
Well, the gay activist community, and those are the people that create all the trouble. It's not the average homosexual living in peace with their fellow man. These are the ones that are in your face going, I want to redefine all of society to match my needs. Those people have said in the past, AP should have been saying this instead of using the word spouse or partner or civil union or whatever.
Correct.
That they're showing discrimination.
So if
by not calling a man a wife.
So if two fellas get hitched, and somebody writes about it on AP, you can refer to those fellas as husband and wife. So I looked up the Webster's Dictionary definition of the word.
And what did you find, Stephen Baldwin?
It says wife, a woman. A female.
Well, it's obvious that the Webster's Dictionary is homophobic and filled with hate. Burn that book right now.
Kevin, you're entitled to your opinion.
Children will be tarnished for generations.
I want to go back to the phones because...
How can we allow our public schools to have the Webster's Dictionary in the classrooms when it's filled with such vitriolic hate?
Okay. I don't know which line to go to now, guys. Because you're
on line two. Joe's been the most patient.
Is it Joe now? Do we need?
Yeah, Joe. Line two. Joe in Winston-Salem.
How you guys doing?
I'm good, Joe. How are you?
Good. Listen, this is the answer to your question.
Yes, sir.
It's babble. It's confusion. There's no sense to be made of it. It's babble. That's it.
Well, that doesn't help me, Joe. I'm trying to get unbaffled.
Called it Babel.
B-A-B-E-L. It's in the Bible. We're in the time of Babel.
Which is, by the way, Joe, little etymology lesson here, and I'll tell Stephen what that word means later.
Thank you.
It's the root of where word comes from.
Thank you.
The origin
but
of words.
The word that we use.
I knew that.
For babbling today.
How do you spell it?
When someone is babbling, comes from the Tower of Babel in the Bible.
Etymology. A-T-E.
Can you please pay attention to the show?
Yeah, sorry.
The term we use for babble, like when someone's babbling on about something.
Like you are now, yes. Right.
Comes from the Tower of Babel, where God confused the language so that nobody could understand.
Interesting.
Ha!
So then if Joe's got it right...
You know, I'm old school. I'm 50 years old.
I hear you, Joe.
I mean happy, so I'm still mad that we've given that word up.
So the Associated Press, they're creating a little babble here with the meaning of the word wife.
That's your position, huh, Joe?
Say that again.
I said, so the Associated Press is creating a little babble here with the meaning of the word wife.
You got it, baby. Babble, babble. That's it.
Thank you. Thanks, Joe. All right, let's go right to line three now, Ann in the Bronx. Ann, what do you think's going on here? But just straighten out my mind. I'm just...
I don't know if I'll be able to do that fully, but I'll try.
Annie, much lesser people than you have been trying for years on that task, and they haven't made much progress. So you don't be too guilty tonight. You don't feel too guilty.
We've heard from Ann before. I know that voice, Ann. So what do you think's going on? Associated Press says you can now call a fellow a wife, and the dictionary says a wife's a woman. What's going on here?
Your confusion is appropriate because the problem is not with the wife or husband. The problem is that they fall under marriage. You cannot have a wife or a husband that they be married. And we've already made a fallacy of that particular word. We've taken the criteria and its fundamental meaning, twisted it around to make it politically correct for another purpose. So now anything that falls under marriage could be anything. A goat could be a wife. A man could be a wife. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Anything goes because the fundamental meaning has been corrupted. It's been disrooted. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to get personal about, you know, homosexualities. I think that gays lost a great opportunity to finally break away from a lot of the things they criticize. They want to start a new way. They want to break away from the breeders and the dinosaurs, but interestingly enough, they hold on to the most antiquated word, which is marriage. I don't understand that.
Yeah, it is kind of interesting, Annie, and I've never heard anybody of the female persuasion make this advance that argument, but you just said it, and it just lit up a whole thought in my brain, and that is that, you know, when the women's movement were burning their bras and, like, oh, men are hateful, and we're never going to need them again. Marriage was a swear word. I'm not getting married. Why would I subject myself to that kind of slavery? And like now, this movement is like, no, we want that slavery. Bring that slavery on. That's for us.
Yeah,
it is very weird.
They want the very word. They've been criticizing all the things that they criticize about us, how we don't want to move into the future, how we hold on to the past, how we hold on to antiquity with dinosaurs, with breeders. But so many other words could have been appropriate. You know, other beautiful words that could have described their unity. It's very simple. I'm not making any judgment calls. Just saying that particular word, very simply, this does not define your union. So I don't understand for the life of me, if you're trying to introduce a new way, why would you hold on to something that, you know, first of all, doesn't mean your union, and so much for getting out of my business. Hey, you get off of my cloud.
Yeah.
Why are you using my word? You know, I don't get it.
That's true, Annie. Good stuff. All right. Thanks.
Thanks, Annie.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
All right. It's Baldwin McCullough Live, 888-340-3373.
Line one.
No kidding.
Yeah, Ralph in Red Bank.
Well, we already talked to Ralph. No. There he is. Hey, Ralph.
And Steven.
How you doing?
Hold on, guys. Good evening to the both of you.
Thank you.
You know, the definition of the word marriage has been around since the time of Adam and Eve. Why the AP would get so twisted about, you know, a man and a man and a woman having to define them as being married when they tied the knot is beyond me. That being said, I think that Obama is going along with this whole agenda you know, if you look at what the man has done to our military with regard to issues pertaining to gay, okay, or where he is on the gay marriage issue, well, there, you had it right there.
All right. Well, thanks, Ralph, and I hear what you're saying. But, Ralph, you've created an even bigger problem. Because you just said what you said, and now I just had the thought and I figured out that when it's two women, if one of the women calls themselves the husband, now I'm doubly confused about this whole thing. I don't know what's going on. It's Baldwin McCullough Live, 888-340-3373. We've had some very interesting phone calls, some very interesting opinions.
Well, and I do think there's a follow-up question to this. What does the AP stand to gain by calling a union of two men a husband and wife? What does that give them? What is the strategy there? Even for the activists, who stands to gain something from that? That doesn't make any sense to me.
It's a great question.
If you can give us that opinion, that'd be great. Baldwin McCullough.
Actors, models, singers, and dancers. Is it your destiny to perform? If so, don't be fooled by the big talk and fake ads for Disney or Nickelodeon. Get real. You need the right training and exposure. AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, is coming to over a dozen North American cities in the month of January. Visit AMTCAudition.org or call 1-800-STAR-420. Success in the entertainment industry is about more than your talent. It's about what you know and who you know. Find both at AMTC. That's AMTCAudition.org. Children, teens, and adults, if you have a calling to be in film, fashion, music, or theater, this is your chance to do it right. AMTC is coming to over one dozen cities in North America in January. To learn more, visit AMTCAudition.org or call 1-800-STAR-420. AMTC is a nonprofit ministry and the auditions are free. Sign up today, AMTCAudition.org.
Good day, Peter Kranschammel from Midas Resource. Today is February 22nd, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $15.78. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.1772, $808.86 for a half ounce, $404.43 for a quarter ounce. $16.1772, $808.86, and $404.43.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Actors. Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Baldwin McCullough Live every Saturday night. We're glad you're with us. Hope you're having a good time, too. We like to cut it up a little bit, like Stephen going to Mexico and bringing back the gift that we'll keep on giving for roughly 7 days.
Baldwin McCullough Live!
live in more ways than one. Parasites and all.
Bacterial.
Yeah. Yeah, so they didn't put you in a mariachi outfit down there.
No. They didn't.
Because you know what they promised when they were making the pitch to both of us going?
Yeah.
And I was the only one wise enough to say, I think I've got stuff on my schedule.
Uh-huh.
They wanted to put us in mariachi outfits, handmade. Like, I guess they're worth like $2,000 or $3,000.
Sure.
And so, you know, I was going to be Chevy Chase and you're going to be Martin Short.
Perfect.
Yeah. We'd ride backwards on a horse and save the town or something. I don't know. It's the two amigos. Hey, what do you want out of 2013? How would you like to improve your relationships or increase your income or expand your influence? What if you could find a step-by-step guide that would show you, piece by piece, how to make more money, improve the quality of your relationships, and get more people to listen to you than have ever listened to, paid attention to you before? How much would you pay? Well, what if you didn't have to pay anything but got a source that had a proven track record in this arena? What if you found a book that had helped change the lives of tens of thousands of people just applying step by step what they found inside the book? They acquire charisma, power, influence, multiply the success you already have, and open the door for more. Friends, tonight we would like to offer that book for no cost. It's Danny Johnson's First Steps to Wealth. And it's yours free right now, but you must call this number. It's 866-760-8255. On many of these stations, Danny Johnson will be on tomorrow night. She's the best-selling author of 3 books. She has helped hundreds of thousands of people pay off millions of dollars worth of debt and turn their lives around. 866-760-8255. You can get this book for free. You just pay for the postage. We're going to pay for the book. 866-760-8255, 866-760-8255, a free copy of Danny Johnson's First Steps to Wealth. Again, it's been used by tens of thousands to turn their lives around. They're getting more influence, more money, better relationships, but it's only while they last. Call 866-760-8255, 866-760-8255. All right, Stephen, what are we talking about tonight?
Well, we've had lots of people give us a call and let us know what they think is the meaning of the words husband and wife. And
why are we talking about that?
Well, because I read something on the Internet, Kevin, where the Associated Press has told anybody who writes for their organization that they can now refer to same-sex marriages as husband and wife. And I didn't understand how that's possible if it's two men, how one of them can be referred to as wife. Because I looked it up in the dictionary, and the Webster's dictionary definition of the word wife says, first two words, a woman. So I just was seeing if anybody out there wanted to give us a call at 888-340-3373, and help me understand.
Because I just look at it and go, MAP people are crazy.
Yeah. Me, I go, huh?
You go, where's the dictionary?
I go, now just wait one dang minute.
Let's talk to Joan, listening to AM 970, The Answer, in New York. Hi, Joan. Welcome, Line 1. You're on Baldwin and McCullough.
Thank you. Hello. Yeah, I wanted to make a comment. I think you may be misunderstanding this a little bit. I'm not sure. But what I've heard, when I've heard people talk like this, I have heard men refer to their partners as my husband, and I've heard women refer to their female partners as my wife. I don't ever hear them changing the gender of their partner. You know what I mean? And what I'm saying is men do not refer to the men they're involved with as their wife. They refer to them as their husband. And women refer to the women they're involved with as their wife. And it sounds odd at first, but you get used to it. You know, the first time you hear a male voice say, my husband, you do a double take. But then, you know, you get used to it. So this is what I think you're not understanding. I don't think a man is going to refer to his male partner as his wife.
Joan, I so appreciate you. You make so much sense. I tried that exact same logic on Stephen in the first hour. But, Stephen, explain how you shot that one down.
Well, no, because I have worked in the movie business for,
yeah,
really?
I know.
For a long
time. I hear you're the best acting Baldwin brother.
And I have met gay fellas who have introduced the other part of the union as their wife. I've heard that before. I've actually stood there with my own ears and heard that. And just
here's what I want to know. When that came out of their mouth,
mm-hmm.
was it a teeny bit awkward for just a second?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, how did you respond? Oh, hello, said, Mrs. Smith. It's nice to meet you.
I said, nice to meet you.
And would you address the Christmas card, Mr. and Mrs.?
And that's quite a hearty handshake you have there, Mrs. But, you know, that's just me. But it, I'm just going to the quote here from AP that says, regardless of sexual orientation, husband or wife is acceptable in all references to individuals in any legal recognized marriage, spouse or partner may be used if requested. So it seems to me what they're saying there is that in any of these unions, they can be referenced as husband or wife.
In other words,
they don't get specific about any explanation.
So what they're saying, if Joan in mind's idea is the one that we're coming up with, and the husband introduces his partner as the husband, then the AP can write it as husband and husband. But if the husband introduces his partner as a wife,
they can write it as husband and wife.
They can write it as husband and wife if it's two guys, if it's like your acting friends that did that in Hollywood.
Something like that.
That's weird. Man, talk about confusion.
So my question, Joan, is, if I read a story in the future in the AP, and it's two fellas, and it says, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Such and Such, congratulations, because they are now, Jim and Ted are now husband and wife, I'm sitting there saying, how does that, because the dictionary says wife is a woman.
Yeah, it's confusing. I think it'll sort itself out eventually. I think it's unusual. You said that you had this happen to you a lot. Was that recently that men would refer to their
I didn't say a lot.
A
I said I have met
was
gay
that a
men.
Long time ago?
Over the last 20 years, I've probably had it, you know.
But I think it was more common 20 years ago when people had this rigid idea. You remember how people would kind of tease gay people, and gay people really were offended by the fact that they'd say, well, which one of you is the woman? And the men would be very offended because they'd say, neither one of us is a woman. We're both men. Can't you understand that? You know, can't you handle that? That it was the necessity that a lot of people had. Because heterosexuality was...
All right, Joan, we got the point. Got to run. Got to take this break. It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. Stay with us.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body?
Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. Microplant powder removes virus, fungus, and bacteria while cleaning and purifying the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. It unclogs arteries and softens heart valves. Plus, microplant powder can be taken with any liquid, any pharmaceutical, at any time. It's truly the easiest and most cost-effective way to clean and detoxify your body for around $10 a month. Microplant powder from hempusa.org. It really works. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th. You can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend
your life with Extendivite. Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. Our number is 888-340-3373. And what do you want to talk about, Kevin?
Well, hold that thought just for a second.
I will.
Because I will tell you. But first, I want to tell you this. Actors, models, singers, and dancers, is it your destiny to perform? You know, God is raising up a new generation of performers, performers who are real, performers who are positive role models. And you can join his movement in media. AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, is coming to cities across America in February and March. Call 800-STAR-420. Or visit amtcaudition.org. Success in the entertainment industry is about more than just your talent
What's it about, Stevie B? What you know and who you know.
There you go. Find both at AMTC. Call 800-STAR-420. Children's, teens, adults, you got a calling to be in film, fashion, music, theater, or even stand-up comedy, like our own Ivan Quiñones. This is your chance to do it right. AMTC is coming. Cities across America, February and March. Get online, amtcaudition.org. It's a nonprofit ministry where you can join a worldwide network of Christian performers by signing up today. Call 800-STAR-420, 800-STAR-420, or amtcaudition.org. All right, so, Stevie B.
Yeah.
You opened up this interesting can of worms.
Yeah.
And I thank Perez Hilton in advance for all the coverage he's going to give us tomorrow on this.
Sure.
But here's I do have a very interesting question for people that are all down with this. You know, think, about time AP style book, you know, joined the 21st century and recognizing that human sexuality is far more complex than we've ever understood it to be before, which it's really not. See, if people got into, like, the ancient text of the Bible, they would know, for instance, that the Scripture deals with pedophilia, adultery, bestiality, masturbation, premarital sex, extramarital sex, lesbianism, man-on-man, gay stuff, all of these things and more.
Is that it?
It deals with all of those things and more. It just happens to say, that of all the possible sexual shuffling of the cards that you can do, one man and one woman before God for a lifetime is what he advises as best. That's basically what Scripture says.
Sure.
God says, this is what I made. This is why it works. This is what's good for you.
There you go.
So, all these people,
Jesus and Paul, they never understood, how complex sexual relationships can be.
Well, people say that don't know anything about their Bible. But back to what you were talking about, this AP style book fix that they've got. Okay, so now we're going to call male homosexual couples man and wife, and we're going to call lesbian couples man and wife. It seems to undermine the other thing that they've been working for all this time. Now, Prop 8, the California initiative to define marriage, it's been overturned by the court. It's coming to the Supreme Court. And this week, President Obama was out there going, he floated a trial balloon before the public. Like, do you think, let me be clear, should I impress the Supreme Court with my awesomeness? On constitutional law awesomeness that I am so awesome at because I'm awesome? Or should I just let this case go by? Because it's really not the normal situation for the president to write a friend of the court brief on a pending Supreme Court case.
Right.
But, he's in bed with the gay people so much, he's got to, pay homage to them. So he's trying to help them overturn this Prop 8 thing, which was the voters of California saying clearly, for the second time in history, no. We as the people of California want marriage to be man and woman. We got civil unions. You can have all the other stuff, but marriage we're going to leave alone. It's what we want to do to raise kids, okay? It's the best thing for kids. So now he's, President Awesome is deciding on whether or not he should impress the Supreme Court with his constitutional law awesomeness by weighing in on it. Well, here's the thing. The AP's changed their story on this. They're going to refer to these couples this way, as you've been pointing out all night. And the John Aravosis over at the America blog says that this is the bellwether. If AP does this, they're saying that gay men and women in lawful marriages will now be described by the same terms as their straight counterparts. But wait a second. They're not straight. Two men are not a husband and a wife. They're a husband, but they're not a husband and a wife. And two women are not a husband and a wife. In other words, the ingredients of what makes the cake, mm-hmm. is still missing.
Right.
And they're undermining they're saying our unions are the same. We're just the same as a man and a woman. And now they want to be called basically a man and a woman. There's still two men, and there's still two women. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like wanting to be the same and not being the same. I don't know. Seems like someone's confused here. This is Baldwin McCullough.
What do you want out of 2013? Do you want to improve your relationships? Do you want to increase your income? Do you want to expand your influence? What if you could find a step-by-step guide to getting everything you want out of life? How much would you pay? Do you struggle with increasing your income or getting a promotion or growing your business? Do you struggle with negativity in your business or relationship or in your finances? Do you struggle with the balance your life has between business and family? Do you struggle with being misunderstood or the lack of motivation in others close to you? What if you could find a book that showed you exactly how you could become wealthy, acquire charisma, power, and influence, and most of all, multiply the success you already have and open the door for more? What if that book was free? Call right now to get your copy. 866-760-8255. Danny Johnson, First Steps to Wealth, is free to you right now. 866-760-8255. Call now. 866-760-8255. That's 866-760-8255.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
editbiz.com.
And we're back. Baldwin McCullough live.
Yes, yes, yes. Hey, yes. Stevie B. I'm KMC.
Yes.
Hey, let's do this over again. I'll do the music, and you do the return.
Okay, go. Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough.
Okay, I'm done.
That's pretty good. Now let's do it the same way again, only I'll do the music and you do the return.
No, because you're just going to do something to just mess me up.
No, I was just going to do the human beatbox a whole lot better than you did.
I wasn't
son.
Doing a beatbox. Okay. I was doing a bass line
okay.
into a melody line.
You did obviously a Fox kind of conservative pundit version
it wasn't
of a
beatboxing.
Human
thing.
Ivan. Don't you love
it? It wasn't beatboxing. Was I beatboxing?
How great is it when he gets ticked off about
this stuff? I wasn't beatboxing. Of the two of us, who's the actor? Ivan.
You're getting there, son.
Yeah, who's the musician of the two of us? Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Let's move on.
Sorry.
We got three phone calls here. Let's get to them. Keith in High Point, North Carolina, you're up next on Baldwin McCullough Live. Because they wouldn't put stuff this nutty on tape, that's for sure.
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead, sir.
Tonight, you're talking about the Associated Press changing.
Yep.
How you can refer to two gay people.
Mm-hmm.
I think the ultimate goal is not of the Associated Press, but of the movement itself, is to eventually change the definition of what wife and husband mean in that dictionary.
You could be right.
It can't be changed in the dictionary until it's changed in the public's mind.
Right.
If the public's mind is changed, then it will be changed in the dictionary, and then that will become their law.
Well, Keith, it took the activists a really long time to figure that out, because when you look at the history of how the marriage law has been argued about, it started out as being a fight in the courts that they lost, okay?
Yes.
It was legal briefly in Hawaii back in, like, the 70s, and then it was quickly overturned. And then they lost and they couldn't get any laws passed to support it, and they couldn't get judges to support it. And so then they were like, well, what's the problem? Well, it was mostly people that were church-oriented or biblically literate. So they're like, well, now we got to go through the churches. And they, for the most part, still couldn't get the churches to go along with it. They got a couple of denominations that they peeled off. But for the most part, the church has stood, in opposition to changing the definition of marriage. And then they finally go, well, wait a second. Hey, why don't we just change the definition? Then we've just shortcut, we just made a shortcut straight to the end result. And now they're probably using that as the strategy for other terms.
Well, it's that, and there's a couple of current television shows. I don't watch them, but I saw the advertisement. One is called The New Normal. Another one's called Modern Family.
Yeah.
And these are things that are going to be changing the public's mind.
I agree with you, Keith. Thank you for the call. Let's go to David in the Bronx, listening to AM 970, The Answer. Hey, David.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, I wanted to explain Mr. Baldwin's confusion a little bit. I mean, I think it was justified, because we have to remember that homosexuality was a classified psychiatric disorder, and that's the reason why it doesn't make sense. You shouldn't try to rationalize it or make sense out of it. It's not going to make sense. And what they're compelling people to do, much like you had a lot in the African-American community, you had people self-denigrating themselves with the N-word and saying that was okay when it's really not, you're going to have people sit there and basically be forced to lie to themselves. That's the price we're paying for normalizing homosexuality. And when people sit there and lie to themselves, they themselves become emotionally ill because they know the difference between the reality and what the people around them are saying. And that's how you get people emotionally ill, because they can't have any kind of self-integrity at all.
Well, that's your perspective on this call. But, obviously, what you just...
Do you agree or disagree with the caller? That if you lie to yourself, you do damage to yourself?
Yes, I would agree with that statement.
That's his point.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
All right, David. Thank you, sir. Let's go to line three. Is Michelle there?
Hello?
Michelle, are you there?
Yes,
hi, I'm Michelle.
Here.
Welcome to Baldwin McCullough Live.
I'm thinking that a gay marriage is more like a company or a business deal. When people, two people get together because they both want to design a dress or some other business activity. That's what it is to me. It's not a legitimate marriage.
Huh. Oh, okay. I think I see what you're saying.
I'm not sure that I do. So explain that again, Michelle.
Let's say two men or two women get together.
Right.
And they decide that they both like to design dresses or grow plants. or, you know, some mutual activities that they both do well, I think that's what it's more like.
Do you think that's why they get together? Because I don't think that has anything, much of anything to do with it.
Well, it could be in the beginning. I don't, you know,
okay.
Well, I don't know.
Well, what do you think about that? What do you think about the Associated Press telling journalists across America to start referring to couples as man and wife, even if it's two men or two women?
I think it's wrong. I think that, and I think that God will lower the boom on them if they try to do this and make it legitimate.
All right. Well, thanks so much for the call. What's the next one, Kevin? I can't see.
Lowering the boom. That's it. We got three phone lines open.
Oh, my goodness.
888-340-3373.
We're just cranking.
So let me ask you this. It's just kind of piggybacking on this topic. But, you know, the president floated his trial balloon out there. Normally, the president doesn't weigh in on Supreme Court cases. Now, he's a citizen, and any citizen is allowed to file a friend of the court brief on any case that
mm-hmm.
we want to.
Mm-hmm.
But why of all of the Supreme Court cases, he didn't even weigh in on Obamacare. Like, his administration argued for it, but he didn't, like, write a friend of the court brief on it.
Mm-hmm.
Should he be? Is that a good use of his time and energy and... Does he have nothing else to fix right now?
I think if he feels strongly enough about certain things, which apparently he does.
Well, that's a pretty radical change, too, from term one.
Oh, yeah.
Because in term one, he was as adamant against what we now call gay marriage as...
Or the definition.
As James Dobson was. Like, he said, I don't believe in gay marriage. Marriage should be a man and a woman. And then all of a sudden... he changed his mind on it. So, all right, let's take this break. Come right back. Final segment and final chance to get your call in. Baldwin McCullough Live.
As the world's largest Christian university, Liberty University prepares students to succeed in the global marketplace. Liberty's faculty recognizes the principles that made America great, and they challenge students to defend those principles, maybe even changing the course of the future in the process. With nearly 100,000 resident and online students around the world, Liberty is equipping the next generation to impact the world. To learn more about Liberty, visit liberty.edu/champions or call 855-261-3235. Attention business owners or anyone else trying to succeed in the tough economy in the new year. How would you like to tell more people than you've ever imagined about your business? There's a brand new website you must know about. It's called Prosper2013.com. You want to make a difference in the new year in a tough economy? You've got to become an engager. And you can only become one by going to Prosper2013.com. That's Prosper2013.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCMteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCMteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
And with the sad strain of Sam Cintron's guitar, we announce the final segment of Baldwin McCullough.
Am I pulling Walter Cronkite out too much tonight?
This is Walter Cronkite. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened to the AP style book. We didn't say such things when I was on CBS.
And Baldwin is absolutely correct.
But Baldwin,
in his confusion,
the Stephen Baldwin,
and we wouldn't have him any other way.
He is, in my humble opinion.
Now I'm mixing a little Connery in there.
I know.
It's like there's a little Cronkite, a little Connery. So what is he, Walter Cronkonnery? Cronery.
Oh, but in my humble opinion,
see, that's definitely more.
Yeah, because you're going Connery into this thing with Connery.
Just what you got to do is just try think in your head that it doesn't make sense. Just go.
Hey, Walter Cronkite. Walter Cronkite's a little more like here. His voice is like right in the larynx.
Just Walter Cronkite.
But Connery is a little more out the front of the teeth.
See, you're learning now. She's
See?
Very good.
No, I've done Connery for years.
No, but you're learning about the placement.
Trebek, you're so stupid, Trebek.
Oh, that's someone doing Connery on Saturday Night Live. Never mind.
Boy, we just went off on a
we did
serious tangent.
Anyway,
there.
We were talking about the AP style book changing the rules on how to report about marriage.
And Sean Connery sees that Rich is joining us from New Jersey. Rich, welcome. You're on Baldwin McCullough.
Line one is gone.
Oh, he's gone. Rich from New Jersey.
Rich, where'd you go?
Call us back next week, Rich.
He doesn't believe in homosexual marriage, but is contemplating marrying a younger woman who is divorced. Is this biblical to marry someone who has been divorced?
Depends on the reason they were divorced.
That's what biblical scholars would say, yes.
And Stephen Baldwin of Baldwin McCullough Radio here, being the biblical scholar that I am.
Not only is he a parasitic host, he is now a biblical scholar.
Is it biblical to marry someone who has been divorced?
And the two don't often go hand in hand.
My response to that pitch is...
No, we shouldn't joke about this.
Now,
Rich,
how long have you
Rich
not been drinking?
Just Google search legitimate reasons to marry someone who's been divorced.
Let me give you a really good resource. Google Tony Evans
right.
and the subject of divorce. And he wrote a book on it. I don't know the title.
Tony Evans Divorce.
Tony Evans Divorce. Google that. You'll find the name of his book. It's the best book written on the biblical understanding of divorce. And there you'll go.
Thanks.
So there you go, Rich.
That was great, Kevo.
So, you going back to Mexico this week?
No, I'm good.
I thought you were going to go start your novella career.
No, well, not next week. But the fabulous Laura León.
The internal system couldn't abide
is
it.
Is waiting for my return. And basically, my wife's like, go! Just go!
Dejaría.
Just don't eat.
That's all from Baldwin McCullough on this edition of Sábado Gigante.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals. But the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.